Dr. Manzarek, can you report a consultation on patient Yolanda Ferdinandi, F-E-R-D-I-N-A-N-D-I, first name Yolanda. Date of birth, May 25th, 1931. Referring physician, Dr. Victor and Arthur Cabalas. Dr. Cabalas. Is located at 2726 JFK Boulevard, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07306. Ms. Ferdinandi, date of birth is May 25th, 1931. Hey, Dr. Cabalas, thank you for referring Ms. Yolanda Ferdinandi for infectious disease evaluation of bilateral cellulitis. This is a 91-year-old female with history of hypertension and osteoarthritis who is referred for leg swelling and cellulitis, period. Patient refused hospitalization for this due to her fears. She denies fever, chills, but complains of bilateral leg swelling and has superficial ulcerations which are leaking fluid. Period. She was given oral antibiotics and topical antibiotic therapy with some improvement. Past medical history has positive for hypertension. Medications include Lasix, Meloxicam, Plavix, family history non-contributory, no known allergies to medications, physical examination reveals an alert-oriented elderly Italian woman, her temperature is 98, her blood pressure is 130 over 70, pulse is 92, regular respiratory rate is 16, head normal, ears normal, nose normal, eyes normal, neck, no JVD, no thoracoglossal, chest, symmetrical expansion, diminished breath sounds, cleared auscultation, hardest one is 2, regular. Spine and back, positive for kyphoscoliosis. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no masses, no gouting, no rebound. Extremities reveal osteoarthritic changes, severe 3-plus edema of lower extremities, erythema, warmth, and superficial ulcerations on the right and left legs. Posteriorly, serosanguinous fluid, but no pus. Pulses are weakly palpable. Neurological examination. Patient's awake, alert, oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 intact. Motor and sensory intact. Deep tendon reflexes diminished. No cerebellar signs. Impression, bilateral leg swelling and stasis dermatitis with cellulitis. Recommend cardiology evaluation with echocardiogram, rule out pulmonary hypertension. Recommend arterial and venous dopplers, if not done. Patient was started on oral antibiotics as well as topical antibiotic therapy with minimal improvement. Patient states, furthermore, that the Bactroban ointment caused her pain. We'll switch to Silvadine ointment. Recommend home care, visiting nurse, leg elevation, frequent dressing changes. Patient adamantly refuses hospitalization. Patient advised the risks. Patient will be given a referral for home care services. New paragraph. We'll follow with you and add further conditions. Thank you very much for allowing me to spend the care of your patients. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACP, under dictation.